Hello and welcome to Background Briefing. I'm Ian Masters and today we'll examine a number of stories and issues in the news. We'll begin with Peter Stone, who heads the money and politics team at the Centre for Public Integrity, and examine a previously unreported secret meeting between Mitt Romney and Newt Gingrich, revealed in the Washington Times, to determine whether Gingrich, who has helped Romney throughout the Republican primary by splitting the anti-Romney vote, has made a deal with Romney to drop out. Gingrich denies that he made such a deal, and he also denies he made a deal with Romney to help with campaign debts or to get a position in a Romney administration. Then we will examine the possibility that Israel has found a way to make an attack on Iran feasible by using air bases in Azerbaijan. An historian and author specializing in foreign affairs and intelligence analysis, Mark Perry, joins us. He has an article at Foreign Policy, Israel's Secret Staging Ground, and we will discuss whether, after striking targets in Iran, the Israeli Air Force could land and refuel at nearby Azeri airfields. Then finally, we will speak with Van Jones, the founding president of Rebuild the Dream and author of a new book, Rebuild the Dream. We will discuss the forthcoming 99% spring in which 100,000 Americans will mobilize to advance economic fairness and social justice at a time when billionaires are buying our elections and conservative activist judges are threatening to undo access to affordable health care. And Van Jones will be speaking from 4:30 p.m. this Saturday at a KPFK-sponsored event, All In for the 99%, that will take place from 10:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. at 400 South La Brea at 4th Street. It's free and open to the public, featuring performances by Tenacious D, Tom Morello, Moby and Becky Stark, along with celebrities Jack Black, Val Kilmer, Marissa Tomei, Edward Norton, Julie Bowen, and Elijah Wood. Joining us now is Peter Stone, who heads the money and politics team at the Center for Public Integrity. As a journalist, he's covered a wide array of lobbying and campaign finance issues in Washington for the Legal Times and the National Journal. He began his career at the California-based muckraking magazine Ramparts, and his latest book is Casino Jack and the United States of Money, Super Lobbyist Jack Abramoff and the Buying of Washington. He has an article at McClatchyDC.com. Gingrich backer Adelson hosts dinner featuring Romney supporters. Welcome to Background Briefing, Peter Stone.
Thanks very much, Ian.
And we're getting reports now of a secret meeting that took place between the candidates on the Republican presidential side, Romney and Gingrich, in Louisiana, and speculation that maybe it's about him getting out, Gingrich getting out. But isn't it pretty logical, Peter, that as long as Gingrich has been in this race, it's been helping Romney. And if Adelson wants to help Romney, then the best way to help Romney is to fund Gingrich.
Well, I think up to a certain point that logic may have been operative. And I don't think it is really too much anymore. I mean, I think Gingrich is, as Adelson said yesterday to a small publication, I don't know if it's based in Vegas, but they talked to him as he was leaving a meeting in Vegas yesterday, and he said that Gingrich appeared to be, quote, at the end of the line or at the end of his line. And the point being that he has virtually no hope any longer of getting the nomination. And it's my understanding that it's pretty unlikely, not definite, but pretty unlikely, since Adelson is a very independent-minded fellow and is very, very close to Gingrich, historically long funded a PAC of his before the campaign, a political operation of his, and shares a strong agreement about a hard line on Israeli issues and support for Netanyahu. It seems like there's less likelihood that that support will continue. And I think at some point realism kicks in that all the many GOP leaders are coming aboard with Romney. And while he doesn't have the thing sewed up, he seems to have, you know, a definite big edge. So my sources have told me that it's likely that Adelson family members are going to be supportive of the nominee for sure. And if it's Romney, that will be Romney and his super PAC, which will be probably get millions of dollars from Adelson and or his family when Gingrich steps aside, or perhaps even slightly before he steps aside.
Well, Peter Stone, it's just pretty much simple mathematics, isn't it? That Gingrich has been splitting the anti-Romney vote for some time. And it's also, I don't think, unfair to suggest that Gingrich is somebody that would like to be taken care of and have his campaign debts forgiven or paid for by somebody else and get some good lobbying contracts. And I mean, he's made himself available to anybody who wants to pay him. A lot of the people on the road, the journalists covering the Gingrich campaign, find him not to be entirely serious. He seems to spend a lot of time in expensive restaurants and seems to be running this thing out of his back pocket. So forgive me if I'm a little skeptical about him being a stalking horse for Romney.
I'm not sure at this stage again what the logic is. I think his days are numbered in the campaign. As one GOP operative told me today in Washington, it seems unlikely that Gingrich will step aside before Santorum does. And just because the rivalry, as you point out, has been intense there, splitting the anti-Romney vote. Decision point may be the Pennsylvania primary, which he has to win, just like Gingrich had to win the Georgia primary. And that comes the end of April. I think Santorum is in the race for another, month or so, maybe a little longer. He's got more money than Gingrich does at this point in both his campaign and his super PAC. Super PACs, as you know, have been extremely important this election season, sometimes spending more than the campaigns themselves, and funded by multimillionaires and billionaires like Mr. Adelson. So I see Newt going through probably the next month or so. And then, depending on what happens in the Pennsylvania primary, both men could be out after that, or they could soldier on. It's really hard to say. It's been a crazy campaign season.
Again,
political punditry is not worth very much these days.
well, let's avoid it then. I'm speaking with Peter Stone, who heads the Money and Politics team at the Center for Public Integrity. He has an article at McClatchyDC.com, Gingrich backer Adelson hosts dinner featuring Romney supporters. Let's get to this private dinner that you write about that took place on March the 22nd at Adelson's Las Vegas home. With members of the Republican Jewish Coalition, including the RNC chairman, Reince Priebus, Minnesota Senator Norm Coleman, Mel Sembler, a wealthy Florida real estate magnate, St. Louis investor Sam Fox, D.C. lobbyist Wayne Berman, and also Mitch McConnell, the Senate Minority Leader.
Well, they weren't at the dinner. They came to the meeting later over the weekend.
Okay, on the weekend. This was a pre-dinner before.
This was a private kickoff. This was sort of a kickoff dinner for the Republican Jewish Coalition, which is a advocacy group, very strong pro-Israel advocacy group, a little bit like AIPAC, it's certainly all Republican. AIPAC has Democratic members. This is all Republican. Its budget is small. It's heavily funded by Mr. Adelson, who has been the first among equals, so to speak, in the board for some time. They have several dozen board members. You've mentioned a few of them. Mr. Priebus is not with the board of the Republican Jewish Coalition, but is, one of the most prominent party leaders today. And he was at the dinner, as were the other RJC board members and several dozen other people. There were probably, a few other non-RJC members there. But this was a dinner that Adelson gave to friends and donors and fellow GOP colleagues. And I was told by folks who were at the dinner that, signals were sent that once Gingrich is out of the race, Mr. Adelson is likely to send, and his family, his wife Miriam has also contributed millions of dollars this year to Gingrich. They'll both probably fund a Romney super PAC, and they're looking at other groups too. He's well known as a GOP donor. There are other groups, including one that Norm Coleman runs, two that Norm Coleman runs actually, which are dedicated to keeping the House in Republican hands. Last election cycle, they received a $4 million donation from the Republican Jewish Coalition. And Mr. Coleman's group is back looking for more support again this time around. That's a good possibility that they will get it. Adelson has also long been close to Karl Rove. Knew him when Rove was the top political advisor to Bush in the White House in the first two administrations of George W. Bush. And as we all know, Rove created last in 2010 two very important groups, American Crossroads, a super PAC, one of the first of these super PACs that can accept and spend unlimited amounts of money, post Citizens United and post other court rulings. And now Rove has two groups. One is Crossroads and one is Crossroads GPS, which also received some funding last time around from Mr. Adelson. And they're in line, too, to get more support this time. So that's a picture of some of his other giving, which will be significant this cycle beyond the 16.5, that amazing number that he and his family have already given to Mr. Gingrich's super PAC.
And this is out of a fortune of $25 billion. So,
it's barely a pittance for Mr. Adelson. It doesn't quite register, but it is a token of his, you know, strong support and an admiration for Gingrich, which he's had for many years, and the fact that Gingrich is, you know, his favored candidate in this race. But as I said yesterday, he acknowledged that hope is pretty much gone for Mr. Gingrich. So I think this is where reality sets in, and these other groups, he does have friends in these other groups, colleagues he admires. And so I expect there are going to be many millions flowing to a few other outside GOP groups. Some are super PACs, which must disclose their donors and can, advocate directly for candidates now after the Citizens United decision and another court decision called Speech Now, which came in early 2010. And some of the money is likely to go to their arms that are nonprofit arms, which don't disclose their donors publicly, and have also seen a huge increase in donations since those two court rulings in 2010.
What do you think is the agenda, though, apart from raising money of the Republican Jewish Coalition and the Adelsons of the world who, you know, this election so far seems to be being decided by a few billionaires through super PACs and through these 501c4, you know, fronts that they have, like Crossroads GPS, that allow the donors to have total anonymity. There's no question that it's already an extraordinary phenomenon, but it's surely going to exponentially get more huge, the amounts of money that are coming in as the general gets underway. Because if you look at Obama's vulnerability, most of it's to do with the price of gas. And I'm just wondering if there's any, you know, we had those long meetings in Washington with Netanyahu, who wouldn't give an agreement on whether or not he would attack Iran before the elections. That would drive up the price of gas. Where do you think Obama's vulnerable? And what do you think these hardliners in terms of Israel that are pouring all this money in, what do you think they want, Peter Stone?
Well, I think you're sort of lumping a few different things together here, but the Republican Jewish Coalition is a very strong ally of the Netanyahu government. There's no doubt about that, as is Mr. Adelson. And they think that Obama has been too even-handed in his policies toward the Middle East and toward the Palestinians. I think that is one area of potential vulnerability, but I don't think it's a major one. I think the gas issue is perhaps a bigger one, as is the healthcare issue and the jobs issue. I think all three and a couple other economic issues, but I would put those in the area of major vulnerability. I mean, we still have a tepid recovery that is coming along, economic recovery after the recession. It's definitely picking up some steam at last, but I think there's probably going to be discontent out there with the administration by some of the traditional union voters, as well as other voters, independent voters, who don't think he's done enough to really succeed in boosting a recovery. And there are various reasons for that. Obviously, there was a lot of Republican opposition in the Congress to a bigger stimulus bill, where a good bit of the responsibility may lie. And there are other reasons, too. But, you know, he's going to get some disaffection. Some voters are going to stay on the sidelines or maybe go to the GOP for that reason. But on the other hand, I think the Republicans have done a nice job or a interesting job of undermining themselves through the long primary season, where Gingrich ads paid for by Mr. Adelson have undercut Romney's credentials with a lot of voters, and the number of negative ads that these super PACs have run, Santorum, Romney, and Gingrich's super PACs, blasting each other, have chipped away at all their voter ratings, and as we've noticed, they've hurt them, hurt the Republicans with women voters for some of the more outlandish positions, as well as with independent voters. So I think right now it's looking like the Democrats have a better position than they did a few months ago, both in terms of holding the White House and keeping the Senate. And so it's going to be a real horse race. That's what I would say.
Well, Peter Stone, I thank you so much for joining us.
I thank you. Bye-bye.
Again, I've been speaking with Peter Stone, who heads the Money and Politics team at the Center for Public Integrity. As a journalist, he has covered a wide array of lobbying and campaign finance issues in Washington for the Legal Times and National Journal. He began his career at the California-based muckraking magazine Ramparts, and his latest book is Casino Jack and the United States of Money, Super Lobbyist Jack Abramoff and the Buying of Washington. He has an article at McClatchyDC.com, Gingrich Backer Adelson Host Dinner, featuring Romney supporters. We're going to take a brief station break, and we'll be back in a moment talking about the possibility of Israel using air bases in Azerbaijan to attack Iran. Don't ask, don't ask, don't ask,